it's your host Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks again for tuning in today. Today I had a conversation with Chantel. Chantel is the owner founder of The Divorce Hub, and we spoke all things narcissism and how you can see how narcissism plays out in different relationships that might be surrounding you, as well as how they can turn up and show up in partnerships as they are breaking up and how that actually shows up on the children involved in those relationships. So it was a really fascinating conversation, and I hope that you enjoy.
Okay, so my name is Chantel Contarinas. I'm a high conflict divorce coach. I typically help women and some men leave high conflict situations, but I also do have clients who are just your typical run of the mill divorces. My company is The Divorce Hub, and what I do is truly help these women and these men leave abusive situations. I am not a lawyer. I am not a therapist. I'm the go-between. And that is a little bit about me. And I've been doing it now for just over a year professionally, but unprofessionally for about 4 years.
Amazing. You have really taken off also. The amount of information that you give, specifically that I see on your Instagram, is so fascinating. And I find that, I am not in the situation of divorce, or nor have been, but a lot of the things that you talk about, specifically narcissism, is so alarming, and how it runs true in so many relationships in our lives.
And I think that is the thing. So my specialty is divorce, but my page is to just educate and validate people. So it's not always about divorce, but it always is about abuse. And I think that people just simply don't know. And especially with a narcissist, especially with a well-curated one, they present as really charming and benevolent, part of the society, community. They're generous, gregarious. They're the life of the party. Or the other side is the covert, where they're really quiet and shy, and they come across as a little bit more vulnerable. But people just don't understand that that person, who is specifically their entire life is a lie, behind closed doors, they're the opposite of that. It's in stark contrast to who they portray themselves. And so I think that people really need to know, not even for themselves, but also as a warning for people that you know who might be in those kind of relationships, right? And it can affect your children. It's not just romantic relationships. It can be your friends, your boss, your coworkers, can be your principal, your teacher, your parents, right? And so the more people know, hopefully the less people get affected by it, because when you partner with these people, they truly do ruin your life.
Interesting.
And your life will never be the same. Even if you extricate yourself from it, people think that just because you leave the relationship, the abuse stops, but it actually gets worse.
Huh. So how did you end up arriving into this specific field? You say like now it's been about a year where you're actually practicing this business-wise, but it's been way longer before.
So there was just a need. I started to educate myself on it, and I've always loved helping people. Prior to this, I was a teacher and my specialty was dyslexia. I've always had a fascination with psychology. Part of my major is in psychology. When my kids are out of the house, I'm going to go back and actually finish that up. And I find this personality trait really quite fascinating. And if it didn't cause so much damage, it would purely just be like, wow, that's really interesting how people adapt in this way. But because they cause so much damage, truthfully, it's people are just ruined financially, emotionally, psychologically. Children's lives are ruined, right? And so because of that, I was like, this is something that I need to do. And I started to see a lot of it around people that I knew. And I burned a lot of bridges because I have zero tolerance for abuse. So even if you were like a dear friend of mine, if I suspect that you are an abuser behind closed doors, that's it. We're done.
So tips on identifying like narcissists in your life, as you say, and I'm sure as many people listening can identify that they have seen being, all sorts of situations, scenarios in their lives. So how would you identify this kind of narcissistic behavior in
your
life? Well,
it totally depends, because they do work so hard on creating this curated facade, right? So they present as one way, but you can always pick up the micro cues. So for instance, in a romantic relationship, they tend to want to move really fast, because they can't maintain this facade for long before their cracks that start to appear and red flags start to show up. So they tend to want to move in fast. They also tend to mirror you. So if you're like an athlete, guess who's also an athlete? If you love the 49ers, guess who loves the 49ers? If you've always wanted a large family with six kids and a mom who stays home, guess who else has always wanted six kids and a mom who stays home, right? They tend to be like your mirror. So what you say, they listen really closely and it sounds amazing. You're like, this person's really interested in me and they really ask me lots of questions. The intent is always different than a person who truly cares about what they're hearing from you. They are literally tallying it all up and storing it. And then they're going to mimic it back to you. And then you just feel like you found your soulmate, somebody who's exactly like you. They tend to be very complimentary, give you lots of accolades. They put you up on a pedestal at first. They think you're perfect, right? You're beautiful, you're smart, you're charismatic, all the things that they lack. They look to you and they think, this is my soulmate. And they tend to ask a lot of questions, but when you reverse and ask them questions, they tend to deflect and move back onto you. They don't tend to typically have a lot of close friends. They might have close acquaintances, but they also tend to move through people really quickly because they burn bridges. They simply can't maintain this. So even though they only typically abuse people behind closed doors in their home, this personality in a work environment is really hard to work with or for. They tend to be the bosses. They tend to be the people who are like in big positions of power. And as a friend, you'll see that it's always about them. Their needs come first. They really lack empathy. They can never take accountability. So they're never at fault. They're always like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, you took it that way. So you will always be the person who has done wrong. They literally will never admit to ever being at fault. And if they do, it's to manipulate you into believing that they're actually like a good person. It always comes down to their intent. Their intent is totally different than a healthy person who truly apologizes and then changes their behavior to, you know, reflect that they actually take ownership. Mm-hmm. They may apologize, but they'll never actually change their behavior. And also what you give them, right? Yeah. If you are a person who benefits them, like you have like a position of power or you have wealth, something that they really covet, they will treat you much better than the person that they've already used and abused and then cast aside. So if you have stuff that they really want, like if you have money and they love your parties or they love what you give to them, they'll be way nicer to you than they will the person behind closed doors. And if you have status or prestige, again, they'll use you, right? And they will not present the same way to you as they will, say, their spouse or their children. And that's the big thing, is that people assume that abuse and love can coexist, but there's no such thing. They truly do not love their children, which is the hard part for people. And they have no problems using their children to hurt people.
And do you think it's like that they actually are aware of what they're doing?
Of course they are. Yep. Yeah. And this is the big misconception, that they're out of control and they're not aware. But if they were not aware, then they would treat everybody the same way, right? They would treat their boss the same way as they treat their spouse, as they treat the person who is going to give them something. But the ability to turn it on and off depending on who's around is a real sign that they actually are completely aware. They just don't care.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine, like, then how you're moving forward in your life through these relationships really vastly can differ, depending on, say, if it's your spouse or partner versus if it's a friend that, you know, like, how would you even begin to navigate those?
Like, a friend is still hard, right? Because you've invested time and you've opened up your heart and your trust to this person, right? Mm-hmm. So it's still a betrayal. And it, you know, depending on the level of the friendship, right? If it's like your bestie versus just a person that you see at work, that can take time to heal. But when it's your spouse, this is truly why I do what I do, because that is actually literally a completely different dynamic. And once you leave, the abuse actually gets worse. It doesn't go away just because the ink is dry on your divorce. There's post-separation abuse, and that is prolific and it is exhausting. And because the court system doesn't actually see that this happens. They allow parents to continue to abuse people, and they force them into co-parenting relationships where a victim truly can never heal properly because they're constantly being forced to engage with this person as if they were good parents until their children are 18.
And like how heartbreaking for the parent that sees what's going on.
Oh, it is devastating to watch your children be used and abused. And kids oftentimes turn on the healthy parent, right? So, and that is like the ultimate, and which is why they do it, right? They have children for a very specific reason. A, it allows society to believe that they're actually good people. Look at me. I fit right in, right? I'm married. I have children. I'm normal. Yeah. But it also... children are the ultimate source of supply for them because all children believe that their parents love them unconditionally. Society really espouses that, right? Like your parents love you. Yes, they might not be perfect, but they love you. Everything they do is because they love you. That's not always the case. And it's not the case with this type of personality. They love what children do for them. They love that children make them appear like they're loving and doted, especially if the children have exceptional skills, right? Like if they're great athletes or they're beautiful or they're really smart academically, it shows the world that they must be doing something really good. And then it also tethers their partner to them indefinitely, right? So that's why they have kids. Kids are just a prop.
Yeah. So how do people reach out to you then to be able to, you know, get some tips how, if they're now identifying this behavior in their lives, how can they start to save themselves?
I always tell people, right? Like I always tell people before you even make the moves to leave, you need to really be methodical about this. And you really need to have like a good game plan. So many people don't even realize they're in this until they leave. But that's almost already too late because you need to be strategic in your exit and then how you safeguard your children and yourself. They can find me on Instagram. They can find me at my website. I always suggest before is the best, but oftentimes people have no idea. So any time is better than no time. But hopefully you do it before. That's really my goal, is to educate people so that they are aware of stuff before it becomes an issue. I want them to be proactive and not just reactive.
Yeah. And being able to identify the best way, whether it's friendship, whether it's parent relationship, whether it is spousal, like however, like how you can actually step away from that. Is it a quick like, nope, we're done? Or is it, and I'd imagine then you're adding kids into some scenarios and that's where it's like, it's not as easy as a just close that door.
Absolutely. I think the easiest relationships would be like your coworker, your boss, I'm like your work environment, friends, right? You can actually quit your job. You can actually ditch your friends and they don't really have a whole lot on you unless they have dirt on you, right? That you don't want them to be able to divulge to people. When it comes to even your partner is a bit easier. Children have a really hard time grappling with this. It's really very traumatic for them. Even if they're aware that their parent is very toxic and unhealthy, they have these familial ties. They are told from childhood that their parents love them. Family comes first, you know, blood is thicker than water. They're your parents. You must love them. You only have one mom. You only have one dad. You have to let it work. They did the best they could with what they had. Yeah. Yes, that is true, but they knew and they continued to do it. That's why I have such compassion and such admiration for people who break cycles, because it's really hard to break the cycle. And if you're a child with a narcissistic parent, it's really hard to say, you know what, I'm not going to be like my parent. I'm going to do better for my own children. And I'm going to cut my parents off because they bring me nothing but toxicity, right? The abuse cycle continues. They're really nice when they need to be to reel you back in, but then the abuse starts again. And it's really confusing. It's like you're in the forest and can't see the trees. It's only once you extricate yourself and you educate yourself that you're like, hey, that's actually really toxic.
And you don't think that your parents would be the users, right? Like in those types of situations.
And literally because society tells us that your parents love you unconditionally, no matter what. All parents love you, right? Even if they're punching you in the face, they love you. Even if they're calling you horrible names, they love you. Even if they're comparing you unfavorably to your peers, they love you. Well, that's not love, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're benefiting from something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So also on your Instagram, you have your hot topics, I'm going to call them, your clips and like they just hit home, and some of them are just so fascinating and go viral, and they're hitting all these different people that you well, are shocked by too, right?
It's really interesting to me. Like I'm just a little page, right? Obviously I'd like my page to be big because then I can actually affect more change, which is truly why I do this. If I could do this anonymously, then I would, but I think that people like to also see a face and a name and hear your voice and stuff. But yeah, it's really interesting. Like I have people all over the world that connect with me, from like the United Arab Emirates to the Bahamas to England, Australia, New Zealand, throughout the States, Canada. And I have some big names that also, which also shows me that abuse affects everybody. And it might not be that they are doing it because they're divorcing this type of personality, but it could be that it's their parent or their friend. I have lots of people who reach out on behalf of their friends who they see are struggling, and they're doing the background work, which is so beautiful, because so many times victims are just worn down. They're completely depleted, and they need people to support them through this, to do the work for them, to help them get out of this. So when I see that people come and join my page, I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. I wonder, I'm like, why they're here. It's none of my business, but I'm glad that people are understanding this topic a whole lot more and trying to educate themselves, be it for like personal reasons or for other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, absolutely. Just being able to affect and help like one person, for me anyways, like that's my goal and what I do every day, right? And so yeah, the more outreach that you have, the better for everyone, and to like offer knowledge and support. And again, your Hot Topic dailies, because those are just like, they're short and sweet, but they really get to a certain level that like starts to have, you know, get your mind going.
Absolutely. And I think for like actual victims, you just feel so alone. You feel, and at, like at the end of it, you're just so exhausted. Abuse causes so much stress in your body and depletes you of so much good stuff that you literally are running on fumes, but you have no choice but to continue, because now, even though you've left, the biggest fight of your life is about to take place, right? And you feel really dumb. You feel really quite guilty for having children. And you know, now, because of your mistake or your oversight, your children are now going to be like affected, and you're going to try to protect them as much as possible, but there's only so much you can do. And I guess so many people who said, you know what, like you just validate me. Like I felt really isolated, and I didn't know, like, I thought I was all by myself, this little tiny island. And so it's just showing that everybody is affected by this. It has nothing to do with intelligence. It has nothing to do with you being a pushover. Some of the most powerful, courageous, educated, smart people find themselves partner with this type of person. Why? Because they're really good at selling you on what you want. They are the ultimate con people. They're the ultimate used car salesperson, right? They really hone in on what you want from a partner or like a friend, and they deliver that at first, right?
Mm-hmm. And I like the word that you use, validation. I think that we all, you know, at certain times for different reasons feel like we are alone. And so being able to have that validation and realize that we're not, you know, then we have more conversations about whatever it is. And we actually are able to go down that line, that path to actually figure out what we need and how we can get the help.
Yeah. And I think everybody needs that, no matter what you're dealing with in life, right? Just to know that you're not alone, that you're not the only person in this world who's experiencing this, right? Mm-hmm. We all need validation from everybody, right? So it's nice just to have a platform, and hopefully they have others as well, because there's so much good information out there now, which is the beauty of media, is that now people can educate themselves really easily without having to pay money. Because oftentimes when you're in this kind of abusive relationship, money is tight, like you don't have a lot, because oftentimes it's the financial abuse, right? They control what you have and when you have it. And like, especially if you're going through divorce, they tend to deplete your resources. So at least I can give them something for free. And if they have the means, then they can hire me as well. But most of my clients are not actually rich. They are people who struggle financially, but they see that this is, you know, worth their time and money, and they invest.
Oh, well, absolutely. You're empowering yourself to empower yourself to be able to move forward in your life, which long term, I mean, that's all the richness that you need.
Yeah. And it shifts, like it shifts your perspective. So that's like the intangible part of what I do. Like there's like the actual tangible stuff that people can experience, but it's like the, oh, I actually do have a lot more control. And oh, I don't have to communicate with my ex just because they text or call me. I actually have a lot of power in that area, because you really do feel like you have no control and you have zero power. And my goal is to empower people to understand that they are truly way stronger and way better off than they ever thought they were. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. So where can then someone reach out to you to work with you, and what would that even look like?
The best way to book me is through my website, which is thedivorcehub.ca. And I have packages for people. I work with like parenting plans. Parenting plans need to be airtight, and they very rarely are. So I can help you create one that's airtight. I can help you communicate with your ex so that you stop going in circles. And that's a really big part. I can help you create really firm boundaries. Boundary work is like the foundation for everything post-abuse. I can help you learn to parallel parent. You can't co-parent with this type of personality. To do so is completely energy draining. You need to learn to parallel parent. I can teach you how to safeguard your children post-divorce, because they will start, once the ink is dry and the financial aspect is taken care of, which is all that they care about is their money, they will go after your children. And not knowing that causes so much more damage. If you know that from the get-go and you prepare for it, then you can anticipate it and then mitigate it. And so that's my goal. It's always to be proactive. It's always to educate people, not scare them, but just raise the awareness that this is going to happen. Let's try to safeguard your kids now before it becomes an issue.
Yeah. You can set them up with a full overall plan.
Yeah.
From A to Z.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you. I was so fascinated, as I said, by all that you put out there. And so it was nice to be able to connect and learn a little bit more about this, and to be able to put this out for anyone that is needing to hear it also, and to find you to help them.
So, well, thank you so much. It's so great. Like, I just like to be able to educate people, really. Like, the more I do of this, the more it gets out there. Yeah. And absolutely. I've always loved your stuff as well. So it's perfect.
Thank you. Thanks, Chantel.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.